Welcome back to Hoops HD, everybody. This is our bracket rundown podcast. It'll be a minute to figure out which show we're on here. I'm your host,
Under the
Chad
radar.
Shard. No, that was last night.
Oh, that was us.
Next to me up top here, we've got David Griggs and John Tytel. Down below, David Dorman,
Championship
Joby
Week video
Fortson.
notebook.
No, yet. Off-season podcast number seven. No, none of that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
This is our bracket rundown show. This is the show where we attempt to build a bracket. And what this actual selection committee takes about a week to put together in meetings nonstop all day. We're going to get that done in about an hour.
Yeah.
One thing you could do right now if you want is look down below us at the bracket that you see posted in the
Down there. Oh,
down there.
look, there it is.
Well, you just cheated, just ruined the entire show. So good job.
Well, how can I see it if we haven't put it together yet? It's down there, though.
I will tell you what we are going to do here. I'll go ahead and pull up the screen share to show you exactly what we're going to be doing tonight. Possibly if we can get this to work. It's always okay, we've got Briggs. Give me a filler for 3 seconds while I get this set up.
Okay. Well, you know, it's just one of those things. How about San Jose State and what 10 miles is doing? Oh, the bracket's up.
And the buzzer's running low, late,
Told him
but we
to
got a
fill.
buzzer. Okay, we got the bright. This is what we're
Should
going
we
to be
just
doing
start
tonight.
over? My
Now let's
God.
get going. Okay, what you see here is what's called a seed list, 1 through 68. What we're going to be doing during the course of this show is filling in this entire seed list from that 1 through 68. After the show's over, we're going to create the bracket that you see down below us. The way we're going to work here is I'm going to go to each of our panel of experts here and have them one at a
I'm
time
an
give
expert.
me their top four teams that have not yet been filled in. We
Yes,
will
I'm an
debate
expert.
it. The consensus will majority will rule. If there is a tie, we can't break. I'm going to serve as the tiebreaker, and we're going to go that way one line at a time from this one seed line all the way down through the end of the at-large bids, which will be somewhere on the 12 seed line. You got to see a little counter down here. We'll keep track of how many at-large bids are remaining. When that gets down to zero, we'll be done. I'll fill in the rest of the teams at the end of the show. You'll see them just based on my personal rankings heading into the show. One
Okay.
big note, we are recording this right around 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Thursday, January 20th. Any game that has gone final before now, such as Purdue's loss at Indiana that we just saw, USC's win at Colorado, they will be factored in. Anything that goes final after this, such as the big San Francisco Gonzaga game tonight, BYU is in a battle as we record this, St. Mary's is in a battle. Those will not be factored in.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Greg. You
Can
have
I
a
make
filler?
another quick point here,
No.
Chad? We have six spots on the 12 line. It may not necessarily work out that way. It's just that, like, that's just how we built the
More
whatever.
times than not, the
Yeah.
first four ends up on the 12 line. That's why we put it there. The first
Yeah.
four could be on the 11 or the 13 lines, perfectly
Yeah.
possible. And as we
And
fill in teams, you're going to see various metrics come up, including their net,
yeah.
strength of
And
schedule, KenPom, J&G, Joby, your J&G rating, the number one computer metric out there. OER
Woo.
is an average of all computer metrics. Go
Yeah.
ahead, Griggs, one
It,
more
and
thing.
one more thing, I just wanted to know if I could ask you about some verbiage. Protected seed inside the bubble, outside the bubble, first ballot.
Okay, real quickly, a protected seed is basically a team on any of the first four lines here. They are the teams that are projected to go into the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
They're called protected seeds because they can't be at a home court disadvantage in the first round, but that's a fairly
Yeah.
minor point most of the time. Inside the bubble, teams that are in the field. Outside the bubble means teams that are not in the field. What was your other term you wanted to find?
First ballot.
First ballot teams are basically probably the top half of the basket of the bracket. The actual committee will have a vote before these begin meeting to get a lot of teams into the field. That'll be a paper ballot. No one between 32 to 36 teams get in on those first ballots.
Okay. And once
I
you're in,
think
you're in.
I'm
Yeah.
done talking. Let's go to somebody else.
Okay.
Tytel, let me start with you. Who are the one seeds right now?
So, I think that Auburn and Arizona is the two teams from major conferences who have only one loss all season, both of them by single digits, I believe, need to be on this line. As far as the other two, Baylor's been there all year. They did have back-to-back losses, but both are respectable. Gonzaga also has a pair of losses, but as long as they're scoring 110 points a game, I think they got to be here. As far as the order, I'm flexible. I think most people have Arizona on the bottom of this group of four, but let's see what the other panelists think.
Okay, so we got the four teams there. Let me first ask about, let's ask about the teams and the order. The order most important on the one and the two seed lines. As we get lower, the order becomes less important, but it does determine what region you go to, what first round site you go to, and the like. Joby, what do you think about those four teams? What order would you have?
Well, so you want to do, you just want the order right now, not a new team.
No. Well, if you want to debate one of these, if I think say one of these teams is off also.
Yeah.
I mean, we had Wisconsin as a one last week. They've done nothing but continue to show that. I think we continue with Wisconsin as a one. It's a tough call. I mean, Auburn is definitively my number one overall seed. So that shouldn't be, I'm up for debate on any of the other three. Tytel makes a good point on Arizona, but they don't have the wins. That the other, Baylor's lost two in a row, but Baylor still, you can make an argument, you know, the strongest. And the Zags have been there all year. Does that alone do it? I guess, given the reasoning of Tytel, I would probably go Wisconsin over Gonzaga, but I can be, that's not a hard request. But I do think Wisconsin, I dare say Wisconsin might be two or three overall. And I'm not kidding when I say that.
I got whiskey on my one line as well. I have Gonzaga and Arizona both very high, but I have Wisconsin ahead of both of them. And I have Kansas up here. And when you
let's start with the Wisconsin debate first of all. Okay. And then let's go to the Kansas question.
But Wisconsin, the reason why I like Wisconsin so much is they have seven wins over tournament teams that will almost for sure be on our list. Eight, if you think A&M sneaks in, I don't think they will, but after last night, but seven tournament teams.
If you look at these team sheets I pulled up.
And a lot of protected seeds with those seven.
You'll see a square here with home, road, neutral. You'll also see versus board, that 8-2 market versus the board. That is versus teams that are either in the field or at least should be under consideration. So that's the eight wins exactly that Joby was just talking about. But Dorman, let me ask you, first of all, Wisconsin, should they be in over Gonzaga and or Arizona?
It's real tight. I had exactly like John Tytel had. I have Wisconsin, the fifth team, so that would put them on the two line. But I am not going to go crazy if you have them on the one line over Gonzaga or Arizona. I think it's that close.
Okay. Briggs, let me go back to you real quick here. Gonzaga, would the order be what I just put up here? Auburn, Baylor, Gonzaga, Arizona, if we were to stick with these four. Is that your order?
Yes, okay. It is.
Now, I know you want to speak Kansas as well. So let me pull up two other profiles here, both the Arizona profile and the Kansas profile.
Yeah.
And Tytel, why don't I actually go back to you here? Do you think Griggs is right that we should be looking at Kansas and or Wisconsin over your Wildcats, who do only have two tier one wins versus a bigger quantity for both Whiskey and KU?
There's merit to the argument. I would point to the Dayton loss. I know it was at the buzzer. I know it was a fluke. And if Kansas played Dayton nine more times, I think they'd beat him nine straight times, but they didn't.
The Dayton loss, it depends on what you value and what pops at you. Yes, the Dayton loss pops in the negative way, but what pops in the positive to me is neutral floor over Michigan State. I just think that's – I have Michigan State also really high, and I like the road win at Oklahoma a lot. I just think that there's more in tier one there. Now, Arizona is an outstanding team, and their one loss was certainly to a team that was a lot better than Dayton under circumstances that was much harder to win. But I tend to favor, if you just have one loss like that, I tend to, to me, the top of the bracket, the top of the profile pops more than the bottom does for me.
Okay, well, Joby, where are you on this? Let's kind of get down to the nitty gritty here of, which may be appropriate words for
I'm
you.
Torn. This is a real tough call for me. I think I do go with David's view though a little bit on top being more important than the one bottom, so to speak, in this Dayton. And Dayton's not an awful team.
They beat Kansas. My goodness,
you know. But once again, then I go back to Wisconsin again. And what is Wisconsin's blemishes? not too bad. You know, you're losing to a protected seed in Providence, or at least a borderline protected seed. With a not full, with a not full squad.
Without Johnny Davis in that
Ohio
game.
Ohio State team,
yeah.
That if Providence isn't a protected seed, it's because Ohio State took the spot from them. So, I'm still on the Wisconsin train, started to beat a dead horse on them.
Wins away from home against Houston and Purdue are just really I had Wisconsin 3 and Kansas 4, by the way.
Okay. Well, let me throw this out at you here. What if we do put one of these, if we put Wisconsin or Kansas in, would you go Wisconsin also? It seems to be the, what I'm hearing from Joby and Griggs so far, that Wisconsin of these two is the best. And if so, Zags or Arizona, who do you pull out?
I can live with Wisconsin on the one line. I would take, is although it kills me, I would take Arizona down to the two.
Tytel, what do you think about that? Maybe the solution here is we hold off on Kansas for now, but let's put Wisconsin up there and bring your Wildcats down the line.
No veto.
Okay. So I think we may have a line here with Auburn, Baylor, Gonzaga, Wisconsin to finish it off, and it's actually Arizona who's going to carry on down with KU. Just missing out as well. But Joby, why don't I go to you for the two line?
Well, it's an obvious first two. I probably would have Kansas of Arizona, but you know what? It got moved down. Why don't we go Arizona, Kansas? The one loss really is nice in a power conference. Then it gets a little more difficult, and I'm going to do Villanova. Villanova's done enough. They are the best in the Big East, and it's a good Big East. And then because of Purdue would have gotten this last spot or probably would have even been above Villanova. But after tonight's loss, recency bias means I'll slip LSU. I know they lost.
Did you know what Alabama. They did recently? I mean,
yeah, they lost it, but maybe it's just an Alabama matchup because they got swept there. I'll go LSU over Purdue, but it's, and then there's other teams like Duke who lost recently. And, but I think I'll do LSU.
Okay. Let me start with you here. He went LSU and Purdue as the other two teams on this line. I'm sorry, LSU and Villanova.
LSU beating out Purdue, but Villanova I think Villanova is clearly 7 ahead of LSU.
Do you really?
Hold on. I asked Tytel first of all, so let's start with that. LSU, Purdue, Villanova. LSU and Villanova over Purdue here, or somebody else?
I think Duke's under consideration even after the heartbreaking loss in overtime to Florida State. But
I wasn't heartbroken at all.
Nor were many other ACC fans. I think that if you're a recency bias fan, it's not a bad loss by Villanova to Marquette, but it is a loss. And it's not a terrible Indiana-Purdue game, but it did happen. So,
well, that's the problem you have here is LSU's coming off of back-to-back losses. Purdue's coming off a loss. Villanova's coming off a loss. Duke is coming off a loss. So
UCLA stumbled recently. I mean,
Michigan State.
Providence has not stumbled recently, and they won tonight, just as well.
So Marquette, not coming off a loss.
Well, Dorman, what about the 8 wins in a row Houston Cougars up here?
I have them close, but I do not have them on the two line. When I was trying to pencil this afternoon, everyone I wanted to put in this slot kept losing, as we're all discussing. I finished giving Duke the final spot on the two line, but I can live with any of them because they all are ice cold.
Griggs, where are we going to go here? Villanova, LSU, Duke, Purdue. Like I said, I only like Houston here because they're the only team that's winning. But
I was going with Duke and Michigan State. Michigan State hadn't heard.
They also had a bad loss recently.
They did. Actually, I kind of flip flop back and forth between Purdue and Michigan State for whatever reason. I just think Michigan State's better on the court, but on paper, I think Purdue's a little better. I would have Duke and Purdue.
Duke and Purdue. Okay. Yeah. So Joby went Villanova LSU. You went Duke and Purdue. Real quick, let me run through a Tytel of Dorman. Where would you be going?
Duke and Purdue for Dorman.
And Tytel, you Duke and Purdue, you Villanova LSU, you combo?
I will go Duke and LSU.
Well, so multiple votes. Everyone wants Duke up here. They're in. I heard more votes for
Purdue. I'm just not sold on LSU.
We have two votes for Purdue and two votes for LSU, so that makes me the tiebreaker here. So let's really quick pull up these two profiles here to finish up the two line.
Yeah.
Purdue on the left there beat Villanova, who we just put in.
Yeah.
LSU has not been a team that we've put in yet. I say we'll go Purdue as that being the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
So we'll go Duke and Purdue. LSU and Villanova will both be carryovers. And Dorman, I'll go to you for this.
You had my exact two line. That's
amazing. Yeah.
Well, then I changed my mind on that last vote. Then.
Dorman for the three line, Chad?
Yep.
I have Villanova, Michigan State, Houston.
You got real faint. Did you say Houston?
I'm sorry, Houston?
Yeah.
Last one is close, but I lean LSU, and I can live with a few others.
Okay. Well, considering LSU almost made the prior line, I think that's having them on here is probably where we're going to end up. And that was our four teams under consideration you just put in. Joby, yeah. Does that make it simple here on the three lines, or somebody we're missing?
No, I think it does. This would be the four that I would think about. Michigan State, maybe, we debate with UCLA, but I can certainly see Michigan State here.
Yeah. Can I throw another team into the fray? Because it's just boring television if we don't.
Is it the Red Raiders?
Close. It's UCLA.
Okay.
Yeah. Not what I.
Okay. Michigan State, UCLA, for example. Let's pull that up here. Michigan State. I think they're very similar profiles, and maybe Michigan State has a slightly worse loss. But Tytel, what do you think about this line, and what do you think of, maybe UCLA or, like I mentioned, maybe a Texas Tech or somebody else belongs in here?
I think that Kentucky could also be under consideration, but these are all teams that I have around here, so I don't have a huge veto either way.
I think we kind of pretty good consensus on this line then. So, Griggs, why don't we just move things along? Maybe we'll debate a little more in the four line. Three teams under consideration, but what four teams would you have?
Okay, UCLA, who I just kind of popped or went out there. The Texas Tech team that you mentioned that I said was close. I can't get this team out of my protected seed range, even though I know that they don't always look the part. I have the Crimson Tide of Alabama up here in another one that doesn't always look the part, but because of their profile, I have Providence. And I realize that this will be heavily scrutinized because when you watch Alabama and Providence on the court, they oftentimes don't look like protected seeds, but their profile does.
Well, let me start with Tytel. With that Alabama team you just put in, did he go with the wrong SEC team versus the red hot Kentucky Wildcats?
I believe that's the blue hot Wildcats, Chad. Wildcats, yes. Kentucky is rolling and scoring 107 against a Tennessee team that gives up usually like 30 points less than that was one of the most impressive performances of the season, frankly, I think. You got to give Alabama credit. Beating Houston and Gonzaga, much less the rest of Tier 1, fantastic top of the resume. But they also lost, and the Missouri loss, although it's on the road to a conference opponent, is a bad loss.
And the Memphis loss, I think, is a bad loss at this point. And the Mississippi State loss is not that good of a loss. And honestly, Davidson and Iona are very mediocre losses for a protected seed as well. I think that's the problem with Bama is the wins are so good, but the losses,
they're just taking on a lot of water. And, and that, to me, when you look at other teams that haven't, pull up the Providence resume. You're going to see a team that in all honesty, when you isn't taking on that same water and has nice wins as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's that Providence resume right there. They picked up a win. Didn't they win a game today?
They won tonight, last night. Yeah.
Yeah, they beat Georgetown tonight at home. So
they beat Georgetown, that's right. Hey, that's not amazing, but, they do have a win over that Texas Tech team that was mentioned. And look, on the road, Wisconsin, I know Wisconsin might not have been at full strength, but you still walked into Madison. Give yourself huge props. And then Connecticut, who will be wearing white, I am very confident.
Okay. Well,
that's awesome.
Well, Dorman, let's say we do have Providence up here. Should we be pulling Alabama out? Should we put Kentucky in? Should we put somebody else in?
I had Illinois. Illinois and Kentucky are the two teams I have for this spot. I have them both ahead of Alabama.
Okay. What about Tytel, Illinois instead of the Kentucky team that you mentioned?
I love the profile, especially because of the losses. Some people focus on the wins. Arizona by 4, Purdue by 8 in double overtime, at Marquette by a single point, and then the horrible Cincinnati loss. I understand they don't have a lot in the upper left, but I love the tier one losses.
That's my problem is the hole in the upper left. I'm not that thrilled with this Iowa team, especially if they lose to Rutgers. And then Michigan, K-State, Minnesota, K-State and Minnesota might be somewhere on people's boards. Michigan's on nobody's board. But Griggs, would you be okay with if we went Kentucky over Alabama here?
I think I like Illinois a little more, but I think Kentucky would clobber Alabama if they were to play on equal terms, so no.
If Kentucky would clobber Alabama, then Kentucky should be in. That's what you're saying.
Not necessarily. It depends on what you value. If you're asking me who I think would win right now, I would say Kentucky. If you ask me who I think has done more to earn the spot, it's Alabama.
I think I've heard more love for Kentucky than anybody else. So let's go with UCLA, Texas Tech, Providence, and Kentucky here. Alabama and Illinois, the two other teams that were mentioned as being close. And Tytel, we're cruising along here, so why don't you give me the next four teams?
Well, now that we're not spending a half hour on the one line, I'm glad to see it. I think that Alabama and Illinois are getting in here. Yeah. I think that we got to talk a little Xavier. And we're starting to get into a lot of teams that we can consider here. I will give a shout out for the Buckeyes. I know that it has not been the best month for them, but they've got a lot of wins on the resume.
Okay. Dorman, what do you think about Alabama, Illinois, Xavier, and Ohio State as the last team here over a couple other names that I know where Griggs might be going here, but a couple other teams that have not yet been mentioned.
Those are exactly my four. It's not in that order, but I do have Illinois, Ohio State, Xavier, and Bama on the five line.
Joby, do you have another team for us,
I do. Okay. I do. And I'm not that chasm that's in Illinois' positive side does. I think they're the team I actually target on this. I actually do like Xavier and Ohio State and Alabama as well. It's Iowa State is still hanging around, and Iowa State, I like what they've done. They've beaten Texas Tech. They've beaten Xavier team we're mentioning now. This is Iowa State is still amazing me, given that a lot of people had them last or second to last in the Big 12, and they're most certainly not that.
Griggs, go ahead.
Had Iowa State up here as well. Who's on the line? Can we go back to the...
Yeah, Alabama, Illinois, Xavier, and Ohio State. If you have Iowa State in, who do you have?
I have Iowa State on this line. Another team, they're kind of stinking it up right now, but I had UConn way up here.
I'm surprised we had not heard their name mentioned. I think
if you're thinking about Marquette, they were the next...
That's where I thought you were going to want to go. Actually,
I have Marquette close, and I'm
okay. But if we go Iowa State, who would you pull out?
Ohio State and Xavier.
Well, that's so we're gonna have three teams on your five line.
Yes,
Ohio State.
Okay. Yeah.
So I've heard some love for getting Iowa State in here. Maybe Illinois comes out. Maybe instead of Illinois coming out, Ohio State comes out. Tytel, what do you think about that, putting Iowa State in and Ohio State coming out?
I like that Iowa State does not have any bad losses. I wish the non-conference strength of schedule was a little better, especially when compared to the Buckeyes. But they do have a lot in Tier 1, so I get it.
Okay. Dorman, would you be convinced to make that move?
Yes, because just like John just said, there is a lot of meat on that tier one victory line, and I cannot fight against that. It's a very impressive resume.
That is the veto. We will pull Ohio State out. We will drop Iowa State in, and Xavier will stay. Griggs, you're the only one that wanted them out at this point. Joby, why don't you give me the sixth line? We do have three teams under consideration.
We're starting to get to the toughies. I'm going to steal Ohio State and UConn real quick.
Okay. I think there's another big team that everyone's missing, but go ahead.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm interested. Thank you. We're missing from the Big Ten per se. I don't think Indiana's.
Not a Big Ten team.
I'm still. I can completely understand with the run that they've been on lately. Yeah, let's. I'll give Shaka some love on this. I'll give Griggs credit on the Marquette play. I'll do Tennessee.
I'm with Joby.
And Dorman, I'm a little surprised you're with Joby because you are from Chicago. What about Loyola here?
No, I got Tennessee ahead of Loyola. If you can bring up those two resumes for me, please. We know they have the win over Arizona at home.
It's just loading. We'll give it half a second here.
No problem.
And I mistyped Loyola Chicago.
Chad just broke our.
There's more meat on the Tennessee wins than there are on Loyola Chicago. And I'm a huge Loyola fan. And
my God, look at Loyola beating Duke, Wisconsin. And
there it is. But, you know, Loyola, only the two losses. And they're both the very
good. And they're very good losses. I mean,
and they both win in Vanderbilt. And the Carolina win doesn't impress me for Tennessee. It's tight. I lean towards Tennessee. But I can live with Loyola here.
All right, well, Tytel, what do you think? Did Joby get it right here with these four teams, or should we have gone Loyola or maybe somewhere else entirely?
He got it right, but I would caution everyone that UConn is currently down four at halftime, so they could be dropping quickly if they blow it at Butler.
Yes.
Yeah, we've seen I think we're going to have a crazy evening right now here. We've got a couple of games that are teams that we're going to be discussing a little bit here that are all in trouble. But for now, again, before the UConn-Butler game goes final, I think we've got a pretty good consensus on this line actually here.
Yeah.
And so let's keep rolling to the seven. We are cruising along here. Dorman, you're up next with the seven seeds.
USC, please. Loyola Chicago.
Got a road win at Colorado tonight.
Yeah, that was big.
That was really big.
Yeah. That was the best road win they've had all season, I think. I'm sorry, after USC?
Loyola of Chicago.
Okay.
Colorado State.
Good call there.
And this spot is so close for me. They're ice. They've been slumping. They're not winning games late. I think I'm with Seton Hall here, but I think the committee's not going to like that.
It's well, you're in the 7-8-9 range, so a lot of these teams become interchangeable. But
right.
Let me start, Joby. Let me start with you. What do you think of these four teams?
I like the Colorado State pick right here. That was they gutted out the win yesterday, which I think was key. To keep him there because they were under threat, you know, for a while. BYU starts to think a little bit here, West Virginia a little bit, but I might go with Hall at the end of the day. But I know Dorman, Dorman hit this last spot the same way I hit the last spot. The first three, I think, are no-brainers. In my book, I could see someone who doesn't like, you know, the Mountain West go after Colorado State here, but I like the first three very much.
What Tytel, about Greg, I'll let you go first, then I'll go to Tytel.
What about Creighton?
Okay,
I had them over the kind of high.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's take a quick look at Creighton versus Seton Hall. Seton Hall back-to-back losses, including loss to DePaul. Creighton at least won their last time out, and has wins over Villanova and Marquette.
That was what tipped it for Creighton to me, and like their losses are board or higher. With the exception of Arizona State, which is a stinker, but Colorado State is really good, a neutral floor there. Iowa State, who's in, Xavier's in, Villanova, who's in. I like this Creighton profile.
Well, BYU and Creighton both mentioned as teams to replace Seton Hall. Tytel, what do you think? Should we replace Seton Hall? Should be with one of these teams, somebody else? And are you okay with the other three as well?
I'm okay with it, but if you think I'm voting in a team who lost ASU, you are crazy.
It kind of sounds like we're going to stick with Dorman's line then. We'll leave Seton Hall in there. Not too much hate for that, for those teams. And Griggs, let me let you do the eight line here. I know you like Creighton, right?
Yeah, I do like Creighton. And, you know, I had – you're kind of holding your nose here. West Virginia, Oklahoma, and a team that's currently losing to the Toreros.
BYU?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. You're not interested in Davidson at this point?
Very close, but no, I didn't have Davidson up this high. I'm starting to like them more than BYU.
well, let's see here. Oklahoma on this line here. Tytel, does Oklahoma belong this high? Because I'm kind of searching for anything really good that they've done.
Man, I wish they'd beaten Kansas because obviously they'd be even higher, but just could not get it done at the end. If you're one of those people who needs a lot of meat on the tier one bone, then no. The Butler loss, another close one. Look at these close losses, 3 points and 4 points. Otherwise, they'd all be tier one. It's a shame. Luckily, as you see in their schedule, they're playing nothing but top 65 teams the rest of the way.
They got the chances.
Yeah, absolutely. They have their chance. But here's the other thing on this Oklahoma profile that pulls me back and doesn't – I'm not in love with. The Iowa State win, I don't care if it's at home. That's a good win, as we've discussed. But the other teams in Tier 2, these aren't tournament teams except for possibly Florida. And so – and Florida's on the 12 line most likely if we put them in tonight. And so I just – you need to do more. You really need to do more to get to be at this point. I know they're probably going to be on the 9-seat line because 8, 9, et cetera, won't matter at the end of the day. But sorry, I don't want to give them a white jersey.
Chad, real quick, make your case for Davidson. Make your case for Davidson.
Okay, let me make my case for Davidson, and then they'll go to Dorman. My case with Davidson is 14 wins in a row.
That is a great argument. I concur. Let's go ahead and swap.
Torben, your thoughts.
As long as we're talking about teams with not much meat on the tier one win bone, bring up San Diego State.
Okay, San Diego State. Let me put them up against Oklahoma here also.
They have 2 wins against tournament teams.
Yeah.
San Diego State does have the win over Colorado State and the win over St. Mary's. Yeah. And no bad – well, the Michigan loss, but it was on the road, so it's not awful. But
I'm not going to fight for them, but they're in the mix.
Let me kind of bring that seed line back up here. Creighton, West Virginia, Oklahoma, BYU was Griggs' seed line. Davidson and San Diego State, a pair of teams mentioned. Where would you go with all this?
It's not bad. Again, I'm not putting in Creighton because of my bias. I kind of like Indiana, especially with the recency bias of beating an amazing team, albeit at home by 3 points tonight.
All right, let's. Greg, I'm not going to go to you because I know you're not going to like that pick. But Joby, let me ask you about does Indiana maybe a team with on this recency bias with no road wins deserve to be in at this point? I'm sorry, they won at Nebraska.
I mean, and yeah, the whole road win thing, of course, is there. And once again, let's go. Recency bias. Indiana's in this field. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. 8, 9 probably is not a bad spot for him, but I think it's more 9 precisely because who's in tier 2? Oh, a Notre Dame team that won't even come sniffing close to this, you know, thing. So it's not like they have a lot of depth here. San Diego State has as much depth, you know, as it were, but not a loss to Syracuse and Penn State. So I'd actually go San Diego State or Davidson, as it were, because Davidson may have not had as many opportunities, but they took advantage of one really big opportunity against the Crimson Tide, who is a protected seed, or the first team out of a protected seed for us.
All right. I've been persuaded on Davidson.
So that's some love. That's multiple love for Davidson. So we'll go BYU and Davidson. We'll drop Oklahoma down for now. Creighton, West Virginia, BYU, Davidson appears to be this line here. And Tytel, you're up for the 9 line.
All righty, then. Let's get we got them. Let's get San Francisco up here. Let's get Oklahoma up here. Let's get San Diego State up here. And since I'm starting to hate North Carolina as much as many people on this show, let's get the Hurricanes up here.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was my biggest omission so far.
Yep. Completely agree.
Okay. Dorman, you completely agree. Griggs, do you completely agree?
I don't know about completely. I do like Oregon more than Miami.
Okay. Let's take a quick look here. If we were going to drop Miami off of here, Joby, and put in Oregon, do you think that's the move we should be making?
No. And it's Oregon deserves credit because they were left for dead a month ago. And now they are, I do agree with the philosophy that they, and the common sense philosophy, that they're in the field. But they're in the field. They're not a single-digit seed quite yet. They can certainly get there. They've got opportunities against some really high-end folks. But the USC win, there is, and UCLA wins are very good, but they're not as good as they were when they happened.
And they're not as good as winning at Duke.
Yeah, exactly. Very good point.
And you've got the tier two meat there for Miami. The meat, the way they blew out North Carolina.
Miami's getting hit hard here because their net, I can't figure out their net, to be very honest. Why is their net only 66? But even after they beat Duke a few weeks ago, their net was like 90. So it's like climbing. And so
I got to be honest. I had Miami on the 10 line and thought I was going to get crucified by you guys for having them that high. Now you're putting them higher than I have.
Yeah. Wow. I like Miami here. It's not silly to say Oregon, but or Indiana as a debate. But I do like this 9 line that has been put together, except for possibly the Sooners for the same reasons I was giving earlier.
Okay. Well,
I just don't think, unless they can beat the Bobcats, I just don't think we can put Miami in the field.
I had Miami here also, but if you go back to that resume, I believe they really only have one win against a tournament teams. A few will be close, but
I think I will be voting for two more of those teams to be
really.
Okay. Yeah. North Carolina,
much as everybody hates North Carolina, blah blah. Yeah, they're on the 12 line.
And I got Wake in, but
I think Wake got a nice road win. I saw it firsthand. They shouldn't have. It was not goaltending.
Okay, let's keep things rolling here. I think that I hear most of you, like at least three out of four here liking each of these teams. So I think it's enough for us to move on to the 10 line. And Joby, you'd be up for the 10 line here.
Amazing that we have not said Texas yet, by the way. The fact that Texas
don't like them,
protected seed, etc. It is about time we say Texas.
No, it isn't. It really is.
As a matter of fact, I think I like Texas maybe even a little more than Oklahoma. But the Texas, I'm going to go a little under the radar. Love. They had the nice win against Belmont. Let's go with Murray State.
Love it there.
Wow, I had them on this line myself.
Yeah. And Indiana's win tonight, regardless, didn't want to put them in 8-9 game. Well, they definitely deserve it by now. The debate now comes with Oregon versus a whole host of folks from St. Mary's, TCU, and I think I will go with Oregon because they've been playing so. This is the recency bias too. Unlike a lot of folks that we discussed on several lines, including the 2 line, they're actually winning games right now. So good for them.
Keitel, what do you think? Texas, Murray State, Indiana, Oregon on the 10 line.
I want to bump Murray only so we can get an all MVC line somewhere soon. And then OVC, my bad. And then as far as getting a team in there, I would actually look at Wake only because you got to dig a little deep in the resume. Obviously, some of the losses, not great, especially Louisville. But when you're losing at Miami and to Duke and LSU, that's quality. And if you go back beating Northwestern, now it's looking like a great win. Beating Florida State now is looking like a great win. Winning at Virginia anytime, a great win, right?
Was not goaltending.
They won those games at home. What are those teams like? I mean, those teams aren't the best road teams.
Well, they won in the JPJ, and that was that down 7 at the under 4, and they came back and won.
Okay, but thanks, I mean, let's not discount the first 36 minutes of that game.
Yeah. Thanks to goaltending.
Okay, Dorman, let me get your thoughts on this debate here. Should we be pulling somebody out here like Murray and putting Wake Forest in this line?
Can you go back to the seed list, please?
The other teams were Texas, Indiana, and Oregon. A couple teams mentioned were St. Mary's and TCU in addition to Wake.
I feel like throwing Iowa and UAB into the possible mix. I don't have Texas on the 10 line. I actually had UAB.
Wow.
Okay. That's a team we have not spent that much time discussing. You would rather have UAB over Texas. Tytel, is there a case here for UAB over Texas with wins being at North Texas and at St. Louis and over nobody?
I mean, you can look at non-conference strength of schedule, and some of the metrics are close, but I would still go with Texas. And as far as Iowa, I mean, as Chad knows, if you're going to lose at whatever that arena is named at Rutgers, there's no way you can.
Well, that's why Purdue's not in my field either, actually.
Well, you got to give UAB credit. They gave Rice all they could handle on the road.
Yes, true. I knew I was going to get hit on that.
What about Iowa? I'm not impressed by Texas at all.
I'm not hearing any Texas love here, quite honestly.
Yeah.
So Joby, I'm going to go ahead and pull Texas off of here for now, and we need to find a replacement team. I think I've heard arguments here for Wake Forest. Tytel, you'd go Wake, I think, correct? Dorman, you want to go UAB?
I go. If I can't have UAB, I would go Wake or St. Mary's, and it's real tight.
Yeah. And David, I know you want to go Iona. Griggs, I know you want to go Iona. I think it's a little too rough for them.
Let me put Wake and
Iona up here next to each other. Not Iowa, Iona.
Iona. Yeah. I mean, the neutral floor win against Alabama, the win at Monmouth, and no bad losses.
Would you go there, Joby? Would you go Iona on this line?
I would. I actually see it. I do see it. And where it's a completely reasonable argument when you really put the resume side by side. What could we see?
Let me show you St. Mary's. There was the other.
Yeah, can we see St. Mary's and TCU?
Let's put St. Mary's. We got to make a decision here. We got to get off of this line pretty soon. But
I think it'll fill the next one. But yeah, my decision's Texas.
Okay.
Beat West Virginia. My decision is still.
Okay, we now have four different picks of people. The only team that two of you liked a little bit was Wake Forest. I'm going to go Wake Forest.
But I didn't like them a lot at all. So doesn't that cancel out the two that liked them?
Where are we going, Dorman? Why don't you give us an 11 line here? We've got a lot of teams under consideration.
Okay. St. Mary's, Iona,
okay, two more.
I'm sorry. I do have Texas now coming in there. Sorry, I was pulling the other one. And I would have Iowa here.
Texas and Iowa. So you take it four teams from that list. The only teams leaving off are UAB, which you're gonna it's gonna be a tough sell for you, I think, at right. TCU. Tytel. St. Mary's, Iona, Texas, Iona and Iowa on the same line, and Texas over here.
I was going to say, so my only request is that you put Iona and Iowa back to back somewhere just so that like half of the nation screws up their bracket when they enter it.
There we go. Iona, Iowa next to each other. Joby, I don't know that's a bad line here, but is you ever
we debated the 10 line for a long time for a reason. It's because we had so many teams that also were in the 11. I think this line is pretty solid, to be honest.
Greg, should we just move on? Because you're up for the next four teams.
Well, if you can give me a second to collect myself. But, yeah, okay. Okay. Well, yeah, I got it. It's hard moving along with your notes when you don't have any arms. I mean, it really is. So
the note, two teams under consideration, TCU and UAB.
Chad, by my count, we only have four at-larges left.
Right? You know what? We have five at-larges left.
Five at-larges.
Griggs, why don't you just give me two teams for now? We'll do two at a time through the
Well, one is not an at-large. I know that I have them high, and it's going to be a surprise. One is Florida State, and the other, I have New Mexico State. What's that?
Okay. First of all, Griggs, you probably didn't see that tonight. New Mexico State lost by about 37 points at Sam Houston. So you may want to reconsider that pick.
I have Arkansas.
Okay. Florida State and Arkansas.
Did they really? I was working.
Yeah. It was, I can get you a final score here. It was 71-46. Sam Houston beat New Mexico State tonight.
Holy, it was ugly.
So let's talk about Florida State and Arkansas. And Joby, does Florida State belong in this field?
I mean, they had the nice win at home. Remember that against Duke.
1-6 out of 7. I just want to throw that out there.
I'm not going to let one win determine them getting in the field, but it is a better resume. They beat Miami. Who we just kind of were a darling with. I am not going to 100% fight it. I will fight Arkansas more than I will fight Florida State.
Okay. I just want to throw this out there as a caveat. I'm really holding my nose with everybody that I have left.
Well, that's why we're getting into the first four here.
Right.
Titel, do Florida State and Arkansas?
You know what? I like UAB more than
in this field.
Yes. Can I give you two other teams though?
Okay, let's put a couple of teams under consideration.
No, I want TCU in because I think they're good.
Okay, you'd be up for the next two, so why don't you go ahead and give it. Okay, TCU and?
I like La Tech. I'm talking about a team that has three losses all year. On the road at Alabama, single-digit loss at NC State, single-digit loss at LSU on neutral site. Like, they haven't beaten anybody good. I'll be the first to admit that. But when your three losses are major conference teams, like, what more do you want from a mid-major?
Winning one of them would have been nice.
They are in the same conference as UAB. Are you saying that the conference USA could be a two-bid league, or are you just saying that that you're putting them in as your champion as an auto-bid winner?
Give me the champ, La Tech.
Okay. Dorman, what do you think? Should we be going Florida State, Arkansas, TCU, La Tech as a conference champion at this point?
I have UAB ahead of Florida State.
Okay.
And if there was one more team to throw in the mix, it might be Mississippi State, but I'm okay with our 12 line right now.
Okay. So, but you would have the CUSA champ as the top team, the CUSA being UAB, not La Tech.
Correct.
Okay. Joby, how do we solve this problem here? Do we keep these four teams and just add one more, or do we go?
I don't like two CUSA teams. If one of them loses, even to the other, they're not getting in. You know, at this stage. So I will defer. I'll let Titel mix it up and go with Louisiana Tech, even though I would pick UAB. But he raises a good point. The only reason Louisiana Tech isn't there is because they haven't beaten one, but they haven't lost anybody. Let's talk about the team that also fits that, but has better metrics and I think, you know, has beaten at least, Dan Marley's old team, and that's if you want a team with a good record that might have to prove themselves and did a little bit against Nevada was Wyoming.
Okay. I can deal with
that. So we have one at-large spot left. We have two teams now that have been mentioned for that spot between Mississippi State and Wyoming.
And we should mention North Carolina. I know we'll have
No.
We should mention it'd be
similar. No.
I'll put North Carolina on the board, Joby, but you're never going to sell me on that one. Not after what they did in Miami. For 3 seconds here, let's pull up North Carolina profile. And I'm going to compare them to a team that we have not even mentioned yet. How about the Florida Gators? Titel.
It'd be Florida State.
You know, the Gators have a win over Ohio State. They've won two in a row now. Maybe they're the team that should be in, not this North Carolina team with one win in the top two tiers over a non-tournament team.
I like it, but a couple X factors. One, you cannot excuse the Texas Southern loss at home. That's just simply the worst loss we've arguably seen of anybody all night. Secondly, I heard that Colin Castleton has not just an injury, but a serious injury.
Oh,
and obviously, if they lose games without him, that's their built-in excuse. But if he's gone all season, then they're gone all season.
So where would you go for the final team then?
If I'm not allowed to do North Carolina, which I get, I think I will do Mississippi State.
Mississippi State. Griggs, where would you go with the final team?
Wyoming.
Wyoming. So I have two Wyomings and two Mississippi States. Is that correct? Because, Dorman, you are Mississippi State as well, right?
Correct.
All right, let's pull up those two profiles. We have not really looked at them.
Someone has really got to sell me on this Mississippi State because I don't see it. The only reason Mississippi State makes it in bracket matrix at all, I swear, is because their net.
You can't take a team with no true road wins.
I mean, it's
I'll tell you what's kind of funny. Looking at the OAR, which is the average of all the computer metrics, we're at 47 and 48 here. These teams are that close.
And that's where they are.
I'm surprised Boise State isn't in the mix here.
I had them in the discussion. Yeah, we could.
Yeah.
It's just that nobody else mentioned them.
Yeah, Boise State, I'll pull them real quickly here, but we do need to make a decision between Mississippi State and Wyoming. Boise State, that home loss to Bakersfield is just such a stinker. And I like what Mississippi State has at the top of their profile better than at Washington State and Fresno State. Go back to that Mississippi State profile. You beat Alabama. You beat Arkansas.
At home.
Yeah, Boise State won two in the top two tiers.
Break the tie, Chad.
I'm going to break the tie. I'm going to defer to Tytel and go with Mississippi State.
Oh, they don't have any true road wins.
Real close, real close.
Can't they do need that.
There's still a month and a half left to get those road wins. Before we go ahead and finish out the field here, I want to real quickly go over a few teams that. Would have missed making the tournament. Let me get to my notes here somehow. Okay. We have a few teams up there that already just missed, but anybody else that is really close that we have not discussed yet? Dorman, let me start with you. Is there anyone else you want to throw out there?
The one team I just did, it would have been Boise State.
Yeah, Boise State. Okay. Joby, anybody else that you think is really close that we did not put up into the
field? I think they would have been in had they been able to pull off the win a couple of days ago, and that was A&M. Along with, I'd also mention, you know, Stanford is still hanging around. I agree that both those teams should be out, but they are in a first four, next four out sort of space, I think, very seriously.
Okay, that's fair. Let's see here. Who are we missing? We're missing Ohio U.
That was the team that I would have thrown up there. I really like this Ohio U team.
Okay, I think we're missing a single bid conference here. I'll try to get to the bottom of what happened there.
Okay. In a minute, do we need to stop?
No. Let's keep going. Griggs, anybody else that you're looking at real close?
Ohio U. You just put them up there. Yeah,
I put them on there as a automatic bid winner. Okay.
Which I agree with.
Yeah.
They're a good squad.
They're good.
I wish they had done a better job at Kentucky. Or if they had pulled that game off, and Kentucky, to their credit, took it to them. I thought it'd be close, and Kentucky made it sure it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Ohio, had they been able to pull off that upset, we would have been talking about them at the same time we're talking Murray State.
Yeah.
Okay. Tytel, anybody else that you're looking at?
I mean, the OVC is a good conference, Chad. I'm still not sure who to put in, but they're a good conference.
I think Belmont is still on the boards despite their loss tonight to Moorhead. I think another team that might still be close that we haven't mentioned, the other team that I think it's just kind of caught my eye. It's kind of funny because this would now put every single tournament eligible team from the conference into the field. Doesn't Kansas State's profile be not that bad with two tier 1A wins, one of them on the way from home?
But one of them's Texas, who shouldn't be in the field.
I'm just saying, if we put Kansas State in the field, which we're not going to do, we would put all nine postseason eligible teams into the tournament, which has obviously never happened before. But it's that shows you how good the Big 12 is, I think, though.
At the moment. Yeah, it does.
Well, if they were in another conference, they wouldn't have a 10-7 record, which is one of the things that's holding them back. And it will only get worse, I think, for Kansas State over time. I'll be surprised if they finish above 500. If they finish only three games above 500 at the end of the day, that means they will have racked up some really nice wins to get to there.
Okay. There is the rest of the automatic bids. And that's why I thought there may be an issue here, because I do see UAB to get in there as an automatic bid. But I guess at this point here, let me go ahead and pull down the screen share for half a second, guys, as I try to get that.
We might need to fix that off the air. So,
as you guys can see here, we just had a minor little glitch here. We did a little math and we made a mistake. Happens every now and then. We came up one team short,
though. I didn't.
You can see the rest of the teams there because we have one more team that can get in. So I'm going to run by everybody real quickly here. Of all the teams under consideration, who would be your top choice for our final team in? Let me start with Tytel.
I'm loving the OVC. Give me Belmont.
Belmont. Wow. Dorman.
Wyoming.
Joby.
Want to be a Cowboy.
And Griggs.
San Jose State.
So it's San Jose State. It's just,
Wyoming. Okay. If we three can't out of four get 10 miles, we might as well go to his car.
Three out of four goes Wyoming. Wyoming does get into the field. We had that big debate in Mississippi State over Wyoming. Turns out they're both in. We apologize.
And it turns out they're playing each other. How about that?
And we'd have them play each other. How about that? Exactly.
Yeah.
TCU and Arkansas. Settle it on the court. TCU and Arkansas would be our other first four matchup here. That makes sense. The math got thrown off a little bit.
A little Southwest Conference reunion.
Yeah.
But on that note, let me run through each of you for any of the final thoughts on what we did do tonight. Dorman, let me start with you.
I was surprised by the how strong the nine line with San Francisco surprised me. I didn't think they were going to come in that high. They were one of the last few to make my bracket, but I do definitely believe they are in. I think San Diego State is real strong. Miami, I had a little higher there too. This tournament, anywhere from the 6 to the 12 line, are so close and so tight. We are going to be in for some fantastic games this coming up March.
I agree completely. Tytel.
As far as the bracket, I kind of like some football battles in terms of we got a West Virginia, Oklahoma, although I guess they can't play if they're in the same conference in the 8-9 game. And then as far as the 6-11, I'd love to see a little Texas, Ohio State action going on. As far as not in the bracket, final thought, I'm a little starting to worry about Patrick Ewing. He's got a very tough schedule and in conference play. He's lost five in a row, and a couple of them have been single-digit losses, but they're 6-9 overall. They host Villanova on Saturday, which I will be there for that massacre, and I hope he doesn't lose out, but between COVID and injuries and stuff, they might lose out.
Wow. Yeah.
Joby.
I am really having a lot of fun looking at the WCC teams. Look at that right there. And you would think, oh, four got in. Well, is there an upset in the tournament? Did someone barely scrape in the play-in game? No, we're not talking that. We're talking 1-1 seed. We're talking a team that almost made it to 8. We're talking a team that is on 8 and a team on the 10, on the 11 line, almost the 10. That's impressive. If only the ACC could look to the WCC and make their way and equal that total. Wow.
Real quick, though, I just noticed here, we do have a, just as a note here, Marquette on the 6th line, Texas on the 11th line. Check out that 6-11 matchup down there. It may be happening. I did not actually read off on the screen here. For those of you that are just listening in and not watching the video, the 13 through 16 seeds real quickly. Ohio U, Oakland, New Mexico State, Chattanooga, Vermont, South Dakota State, Wagner, Towson, Navy, Princeton, Liberty, Weber State, Troy, Cal State, Fullerton, Winthrop, Norfolk State, Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, and Southern. That's 13 through 16. But Griggs, you want to finish the show off?
Yeah, and I know we just sort of sprinted through those. We talked about all those teams at length on our Under the Radar podcast. If you want more analysis on them, every year there is a team that is on no one's radar, on no one's bubble, in no one's universe at the end of January that seems to thunder down the stretch and make the field. And I have no idea who it's going to be this year. But there's going to probably be someone in the field that is nowhere on this page, either in the field or under consideration. Of the teams that are under consideration, I'm not feeling good about many of them. I like UAB's team. I just don't know if there's enough opportunities for them to get safely inside the bubble. Maybe there is. I would argue strongly for them if they were to win out or come close to it. A&M might have some potential, but you watch North Carolina, Florida, Belmont had a really bad loss tonight. I just don't think K-State is good enough to win the games they have to in the Big 12. So who is going to move up?
I guess the other first place we go is there's only one Atlantic 10 team in our field. Maybe somebody from the A-10 could still.
Yeah.
It's a team that can come up here. The Bonnies coming off a bad loss. They'd probably be my next team that we did not discuss, something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. But I like Ohio and I like UAB. It's just I think they should be inside the bubble, but I don't know that they will be because the committee seems to be enamored by what's at the top of teams' profiles, and they just don't top out high enough.
Well, I think a prime candidate for what you guys are talking about, and I, as much as I make fun of the ACC, the truth is there's probably about six or seven, and that's not an overstatement, teams that are in the NIT from the ACC. If one of those teams decides to beat all the others, along with maybe a picking off of a Duke or a Miami along the way, you will have calculated, maybe not against wins against the field, but a ton of, if they're on the road, tier one, and if they're at home, tier two wins, plowing up through the field. And all of a sudden you'll go, wait a minute, this team is 22-7. Where did they come from? I think that's the sort of place you could easily see because they will not be, they'll be collecting a lot of good power wins and that net would sail up into the top 40.
All right. I guess on that note, let's go ahead and finish off the show here. We screwed things up enough, but Target. But on behalf of John Tytel and David Griggs up here, David Dorman and Joby Fortson below, I'm Chad Sherwood. Thanks for joining us. You can check out the final bracket now down below us. Go ahead and fill in the bracket. Pick who's going to win it all. Don't send it in to me, though, because I'm not going to look at your picks. But thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be talking to you again real soon.